Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotterain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord has been showing me. Today, I want to share with you some warnings that I feel are very important. We are hearing right now from many different messengers and servants of the Lord and prophets that something this year, from September possibly through November, will be bringing some devastation, some disasters. And I also have heard from the Lord about Christmas time, and you can listen to that in my previous video, that something will be coming at Christmas time, though it was not shown the year. Now, the Lord has given me quite a few warnings about earthquakes, tsunamis, lights out event, no electricity, and asteroids. And I felt in my spirit right now that it was very important to revisit some of these prophecies that I have received, because the fulfillments of them might not be very far off. Therefore, I want to sound the alarm again. I want to sound the alarm and the warnings for people. We are going to be seeing tsunamis coming. We are going to be seeing a loss of electricity, a lights out event. And these can be caused by earthquakes, by asteroids or comets, or some other unknown event. And I am asking people once again to seek the Lord about leaving potentially dangerous areas, especially on the east and west coasts of America. I received this warning from the Lord, and I will put the references down below. I will have all the links from what I'm talking about today. I will have the links down below for you all in the description box. Here is this warning from the Lord. Warn those to move off the coasts, for they will flood. Tsunamis will come and wipe places clear. I urge my children to seek me on this, so you do not get caught in the destruction. I also have a few messages and dreams, and I'm going to leave the links down below. The one I want to bring to you right now is I heard from the Lord that an asteroid was coming. I was not given the date. Actually, I received this in February of 2019, and what I saw was a huge rock, and I saw it spinning around, and then I saw it turn into an asteroid, and I saw it flying in the night sky. And what I heard was this. I heard white rock, and then I heard asteroid. Then a few days later, I received a flash dream while sleeping, and on that flash dream I saw a computer, and on the computer there was the YouTube video opened, and I didn't see the YouTube video, but I saw the description of the title down below, and it said earthquake with an exclamation point. The same night, I saw three signs like along the road or highway, and each one was written in red with a white border like a stop sign. And I believe that the Lord was pointing to us to stop and to pay attention. And this is what was written on each one. The first one said prepare. The second one said to prep. It said P-R-E-P, prep. And the third one was S-O-S, which is a signal for distress. And the Lord is pointing to a distressful time that is coming and that we are to be preparing both physically and spiritually. Brothers and sisters, I also want to share with you on the June of 2018, I received this really important message, and I want to quickly share this with you. And then after that, please hang in there. I have a dream that I want to share that I just received that is important as well. This is going to be a little bit of a longer video, so please hang in there with me. Okay, so I saw the Lord Jesus standing on the edge of the ocean, And it was a very stormy ocean, and it was daytime, but it was black clouds and very dark outside, and this is what I heard. I'm going to try to read this fast, so hopefully you'll understand me. I heard this. I heard, "For this is where it will all start," and the Lord was referring to the ocean. "The waves will be crashing in, and it will just seem like another day. In the distance comes a tsunami wave, bigger than ever before. It will sweep across the land with tremendous speed and destruction. Nothing will survive in its path. This will be on the north and west coasts." And the Lord in this message did not mention the east coast, but I think it was the northeast coast he was also mentioning. Back to message. "Those in harm's way must move away from the coasts. I send my warnings now. Many are blowing the trumpet for those who will hear. This time is coming. Prepare." And I will stop there. Please go read the rest of this message. It's an important message. The link will be down below. And it concerns minimizing judgments and will America repent. Okay, so these are warning dreams. Like I said, the Lord has given them to me over and over again. The one that I just received on the 6th of July, I want to bring that to you because I feel it has something to do with this topic. So in this warning dream, I was standing outside of a house holding a small container in my hand, and I looked down into the container and I saw a huge white eyeball. I could see the dark iris and the pupil on one side of it, and I noticed that it was alive because it was staring right up at me. It was looking directly at me, brothers and sisters, and it completely creeped me out, and I was horrified, and I took the container and I threw it as far away from me as possible, and then I ran into the house that I was in front of, and I shut the door tightly. However, once inside, I realized that this was not my home, but I was in some kind of huge mansion or possibly like an indoor village. I looked around and I saw nothing but devastation all around me. I couldn't recognize anything except for water because it had flooded, and I saw people walking everywhere in the shallow areas. And I was like, what happened here? What kind of destruction hit here? And then I heard in my spirit, the Holy Spirit whispered to me three things. He said these were disasters that were from judgments. And I heard that it was this eyeball that had brought a curse upon the land. And that was why there was complete destruction all around. Now here are the three things that I heard. I heard number one, tsunami and floods. Number two, electricity out. And number three was a big question mark because I don't remember what number three was. I knew in my dream that the Holy Spirit had talked to me and that he wanted me to warn the people about these three things and about what was coming. So I started to yell and warn the people about the eyeball and the curse because it was a curse that had come upon the land. But nobody listened to me or seemed to hear me. They just kept walking around like nothing ever happened. So I decided to leave this village, indoor village, and as I walked out the front door, I put my hand on the doorknob. And as I did that, I saw a drawstring cloth hanging from the doorknob. And I was told in my spirit that this eyeball was now in the bag. And I was really upset. I was really shocked because I thought I had gotten rid of this eyeball when I threw it far from me. And I wondered how in the world did it get back on the house, back to the house. And that's when I woke up. When I woke up, I heard the word phone. Phone. Let me give you interpretation really quickly of this dream. In this dream, this eyeball stands for the all-seeing eye that is now invading our country, our homes, and our personal lives. It has taken away our privacy and our rights as human beings. It is controlled by the beast system that has now risen up. It is cursed, and because of this, there will be many disasters, including judgments. It is not going away, no matter how hard we try to escape from it, like I did with the eyeball. It will come and be at the very doors of our homes. Therefore, it is very important, brothers and sisters, that we plead the blood of Jesus around your home and anoint it with oil. And I have prayers for both. I have prayers for anointing oil with oil and prayers to plead the blood of Jesus. I will have those in the description box. Now, the two judgments I heard about in the dream were the tsunami and no electricity. And I asked the Lord why I couldn't remember the third judgment. And what I heard was that it is an unknown judgment. It is a mystery judgment that is also coming. Now, I don't know now. I don't know what this is. I'm going to continue to seek the Lord about this mystery number three judgment. But I wonder if it has anything to do with asteroids or the asteroid belts that might be coming between August and September. Apparently, if you haven't already heard, you can watch Stephen Bannoun's two videos as well as Rhonda Epson's prophetic video that she had about water completely covering the East Coast states. And that was, she didn't say it was caused by an asteroid. However, she did hear the word Jupiter. And right now, Jupiter is in front of this asteroid belt, and it's keeping the asteroids from coming and hitting the Earth right now. But apparently, once Jupiter moves out of the way, it is possible, just possible, that we will then be hit by these asteroid belts. So these two videos, actually there's three videos that I'm putting down there for you with Stephen Bannoun and Rhonda Epson. This is a possibility. Maybe this is the third judgment that the Lord was showing me in my dream. All right, brothers and sisters, I want to go ahead and end with these two scriptures. Isaiah 34:4, and all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heaven shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, and the leaf falls from the vine, and is a falling fig from the fig tree. Brothers and sisters, in the last days, we are going to see things falling from the sky. It's prophesied. And 1 Peter 4:7, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Brothers and sisters, please be praying to hear the voice of the Lord and ask Him to show you if you are in the right place where you should be right now, and seek Him on this right now. So I especially speak to those who are on the coast side of the west and east coast of the United States. Seek the Lord. This is a warning. Shalom.